All right, Raptors Spurs tonight. We've got Matt Bonner on the line. You have bothered him for a favor in the past. Is that true?
Yeah, Tim Duncan autographed jersey.
All right, here's former Raptor, former Spur. He's calling the game tonight for the Spurs, color analyst Matt Bonner. What's happening, Matt?
I am doing great. You are somewhat accurate. I'm actually studio analyst, pregame, postgame show.
Oh, okay. Right. Studio analyst. So are you up here in Toronto or what?
No, I'm here. Actually here at our Fox Sports Southwest studios in Dallas, Texas. So I'm in Dallas.
Okay.
You'd pull your head out of your ass.
Well,
he
maybe I
work
could
for the Raptors.
Maybe I could have been given that information. Maybe someone could have given me that information.
It's okay.
Possible.
Anyway. You know what? I'm getting off the phone. I'm offended.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry about that, Matt. That's our bad. Well, we would have loved to have you up here because how often do you get back up to Toronto? I know you're up here a lot, but I mean during the season, do you ever get back up to Toronto or what?
Yeah, sometimes we obviously my wife is not obviously, but my wife is from Toronto, so all of her family's there, and I still have a lot of friends as well from my playing days. So we try to get back a couple times during the season, and then actually quite a bit in the summertime. I am a huge fan of the city of Toronto, as I'm sure everybody who's ever been there is. So I try to get back whenever I can.
What's the vibe from other cities like where you are, Matt, about the Raptors? Obviously, the fans here are really excited. What are the out? I mean, you talk to former players, current players. What are they saying about the Raps this year?
I think people are aware of the Raps. I think there's still a little bit of that kind of Canadian bias. This is just my opinion. I don't think they get enough attention or credit that they deserve, given how consistently successful they've been over the last few years, and especially this year, I guess just because the team's in Canada, I'm not sure. But, on the flip side of that, I'm sure that's just fine for the players. Mm-hmm. And, I know with Coach Pop, the Spurs basically fly under the radar every year, and that's perfectly fine because the media doesn't really have any bearing on wins and losses, as you know as well, being a former professional athlete. But for me personally, I'm pretty excited for the Raptors team just because I think this could be the breakout year, the year they come out of the Eastern Conference. The Cavs have been inconsistent. Obviously, the Celtics are a really good team, but the Raptors have just been balling and could be the year.
With Matt Bonner here on Overdrive, Raps Spurs tonight down at the ACC. Out west, there's a debate about who's going to represent the East. For the past 7 years, it's been LeBron's team, whether it's Miami or Cleveland. But it seems as if it's more open for debate. Hasn't been the same case in the West for the past 3 years, and I feel like it's even more obvious this year that Golden State is just going to run through the West. I mean, do you get that sense? Do people in San Antonio have that feeling or concern that it's almost impossible to beat Golden State?
I think the whole basketball world realizes they're a juggernaut. They're the favorites. I mean, they broke the league record for wins in a season and then added Kevin Durant, one of the three best players in the league, the very next year. So they're obviously a nasty team. Yeah, it's a long season. You got to stay healthy. You got to have some breaks go your way. However, I would pose this. If you think back to last season, the Spurs went to the Western Conference Finals, played game one at Golden State, and had them down 24 points in the third quarter before Kawhi Leonard sprains his ankle. And then obviously the rest is history after that. Now, if Kawhi doesn't sprain his ankle, Spurs win game one, take home court. Now it's a dogfight. Anything can happen. And I think the Spurs got better this offseason, not necessarily by adding any huge name free agents. Yeah, they got Rudy Gay, who's injured now, but has been a great addition when he's healthy. But I think Pau Gasol, second year in the system, much more comfortable. I think LaMarcus Aldridge has found himself. Maybe the Kawhi injury helped because he's had to put the team on his shoulders on the offensive end, but he looks like a completely different player. And I think to have the third best record in the West with all these injuries that have been happening one after another is only going to add to the team's depth once they do get healthy because all these bench guys are getting real game time experience. So hopefully, once the Spurs get fully healthy, and hopefully it's enough time before playoffs where they can figure out a consistent rhythm, groove, rotation, whatever, then maybe they'll be able to make another run to the Western Conference Finals and see if there's a different result this year against Golden State.
We have former Raptor, former Spur, current Spurs analyst ahead of the game tonight. Raps taking on the Spurs at the ACC. We're chatting with Matt Bonner. There's been a lot of emotion, a lot of fights, a lot of physicality throughout the NBA over the past week or so. Have you ever been involved in a brawl on the court?
I was ejected my rookie year for getting in a fight with Kevin Garnett and Latrell Sprewell. It wasn't really so much of a fight as I
did he try to choke you out?
I put a Jeff O'Neill hockey foul on Kevin Garnett, and he took exception to it. And he came after me, and then Sprewell comes after me, and then, you know, the bench is cleared and whatever, it got broken up. And then because I'm the lowly rookie and those two are all-stars, somehow I got ejected for it, which I appealed and later got rescinded. But I remember the whole time thinking, like, all right, I can't be the first one to swing. So I remember just standing there, like ready, like just like, all right, punch me. As soon as you punch me, I'm going to take your head off. That was like my whole mentality. And they never did. And quite frankly, I'm surprised with all these physical altercations because it's expensive. Mm-hmm. The NBA doesn't mess around with that stuff. You get suspended for a game or fined $50,000. I don't know. Maybe guys are making so much money now that it's just pocket change to them. But for me, like, I mean, I'm not trying to – that's a lot of money. That's a lot of sandwiches. I'm not trying to give away my money like that.
Yeah, that's a lot of tokens, too.
A lot of shopping,
TTC.
Matt. A lot of shopping, pal.
Listen, I don't know why you chose that door. Latrell Sprewell is not a guy I would have been messing with, considering his history and his reputation. Were you surprised he didn't throw
or choke you?
A little bit, but, you know, we're all flesh and blood. I was of the same size as him, so, you know, he doesn't have a black belt. I was ready to go.
Okay.
Nice.
I like it, man. Don't mess with Matt Bonner.
I agree.
That's what we need to know. Well, enjoy the game tonight. We always appreciate you doing this for us. And whenever you're up here in Toronto, we got to get you in studio because we love having you up, and I'm sure it'll be right around the corner. We look forward to it.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on, guys. Stay warm.
You got it. There's Matt Bonner, former Raptor, former Spur, NBA champ, current Spurs TV analyst ahead of the game tonight.